crisis in our age is not economic, environmental, or even political. Instead, it is spiritual. It is, however, the tendency of our culture to promise happiness without God. Because of our technological advances, this promise tells us it's only a matter of time before we ourselves create heaven on earth. No need for superstitions like religion to help us. This is a false promise, because we were made to live in communion with God, in whom alone we find happiness. Christian hope is the mighty virtue that gives us the strength and wisdom to resist the seductive voice of this false, evil promise. It keeps alive in our hearts the deep conviction that our true home is not here on earth, but rather in the Father's house in heaven, and sustains our faith through the darkness and difficulties of our earthly journey. This is what St. Paul is talking about in our second reading this morning. He reminds the Christians of the worldly, wealthy, and pleasure-centered Greek city of Corinth that their true happiness is waiting for them in heaven, when God will reward them for their service to his kingdom here on this earth. He points out that this long-term perspective revealed by Christ is the source of our courage to resist temptation and despair. And then he writes that amazing line describing how Christians navigate through this fallen world. We walk by faith, he writes, not by sight. I'll say it again. We walk by faith, not by sight. Think about walking by sight just for a moment. If we walk by sight, making quick and superficial judgments based on what appears on the surface, we would quickly lose our way in this world. It does seem that evil people prosper, they seem happy, and they succeed despite or even because of their lies, their distortions, and their self-interest. The faithful of the church and many others who do what is right and practice virtue are often weak and apparently powerless against their enemies. It's been like this ever since Cain killed Abel. Fortunately, the church surrounds us with examples of walking by faith and not by sight. Think for a moment of the Blessed Virgin Mary. At the very beginning of her adventure, she saw an angel. He appeared to her. And from then on, for the most part, she saw nothing special. She gave birth to Jesus, and he was like any other baby at the moment. She raised him in Nazareth. He ate, slept, studied, and worked like any other growing boy. She saw nothing special, but did she give up on God? Did she demand some type of spiritual fireworks for her? No, she stayed faithful to her mission all the way to Calvary, where she stood at the foot of the cross and watched her son die a horrible death. She didn't rebel against God, even amidst the inexpressible pain of her son's passion. She walked by faith. Her hope in God's goodness, power, and wisdom did not waver. And she received her reward. She was assumed into heaven and crowned queen of the universe. Think for a moment about the Eucharist. When the priest elevates the consecrated host above the altar, we know Jesus is really present under the appearances of simple bread, not because we see him there, but because we believe in his word. Think for a moment about the candles to my right and to my left, the candles that we light for the people and circumstances that we are praying for. Now, why do we do that? It's not because the candles are some kind of magical weapon to ward off evil spirits and bring good luck. Rather, they are an expression of our faith that God is always paying attention to us. So even when we leave the building, the candle continues to burn, just as God's love continues to watch over us and answer our prayers. Truly, if we follow the gentle guidance of our beloved Catholic Church, we will never fall into the modern trap of trying to walk just by sight, because we will always be walking by faith. And from our gospel from today, we know that our faith can be as small and tiny as a mustard seed It need not be the size of a cantaloupe. Understanding that we walk by faith and not by sight is a help to every aspect of our Christian lives, but maybe most especially to our life of prayer. We live busy lives full of challenges, problems, and difficulties along with the many joys and satisfactions. As a result, when we come to Mass or prayer, we often find ourselves distracted, tired, maybe even a little bit confused. And what's more, in the back of our minds, we're usually expecting some strong emotional consolation, deep insights, or oceanic interior peace, as spiritual people do in the Netflix movies that we sometimes watch. But that is a false expectation, because we don't walk by sight, by what we can feel and touch. We walk by faith. And our faith tells us that prayer isn't about feelings, it's about our relationship with Christ and His church. And that relationship is built on commitment, loyalty, and love. That's the foundation of Christian prayer for us. When we pray, when we come to Mass, we don't come in order to stir up feelings. We can do that by watching that Hallmark channel or going to a concert. Rather, we come to turn the attention of our hearts and our minds to God. If good feelings come, that is wonderful. But if they don't, that's okay too. It doesn't change the truth of our friendship with God. We walk by faith, not by sight. When dark clouds block out the sun for a little while, we know that the sun is still there. Just so when we turn to God in prayer and find it hard to feel His presence, our faith reminds us that He is always with us, listening to us, guiding us, pursuing us. So may all of us walk by faith and not by sight, that we may be always ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. As we continue with this Mass, may we thank God for the gift of Christian hope and Christian faith. And may we endeavor to do our best to use these gifts this week to exercise them, walking by the stable and dependable truth of faith, not the false and collapsible promise of sight. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven.